Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author, Christine Carlson. Chris shares don't sweat wisdom to help you achieve greater mental health, self-compassion, and better communication with family, friends, and coworkers. Listen in and learn simple ways to live your most vibrant life of joy.
Hi, and welcome back to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Hey, before we begin, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. So wherever you are, just sit comfortably if you can and relax, leaning back against something. And if you're driving, please just use this as a deep breathing exercise. Or if you're doing anything, you could be walking, you could be in the kitchen. Doesn't matter. You can just use this as a deep breathing exercise to get really present in your breath and in your body. All right, let's begin. Go ahead and breathe in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. And on the exhale, just release, relax, and let go. Breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just release, relax, and let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to every cell of your being. On the exhale, just let go of any fear you feel, anything that is tension in your body, just let it go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes. On the exhale, just allow yourself to release, relax, let go. And breathing in pure golden sunlight to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, go ahead and place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart, and spend a moment thinking of one thing you feel grateful for. And as you fill your heart with pure golden gratitude for that one small thing, just allow yourself to fill with gratitude and feel joy. And as you breathe in golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, just continue to exhale, release, and relax inward. And breathing in pure golden gratitude through your core, through your heart, through your mind. On the exhale, just allow yourself to feel the fullness that gratitude brings, the fullness of joy. And as you breathe in golden gratitude to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, on the exhale, allow yourself to be in a waterfall of pure golden gratitude. And as you breathe in gratitude again, the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and your toes, just allow that gratitude to wash over you like a cascading waterfall of pure joy. And breathing in pure golden gratitude again to every cell of your being. On the exhale, go ahead and open your eyes. We're still in the connection series. I love this series so much. I hope you're loving it too. We're going to talk about connecting to spirit. You know, when I think about connecting to spirit, I just first want to define how I see spirit. I see spirit as our soul essence. It means who we are that shines through the light in our eyes, through the windows of our soul. Our soul, I believe, connects up through our spine and comes out the top of our head at our crown chakra. And it's a bar of light. It's light that fills us up with light. And As it goes out through the top of our crown chakra, it disappears out into the highest vortex where all of source and all of creation is connected to source, to God, to love, to one heart, to just oneness, pure, blissful oneness. As you think about that and you think about being connected to oneness, close your eyes for a moment. Picture that beam of white light coming up through the center of the earth, up through the top of your spine, out through the crown of your head, and let it disappear into that beautiful, beautiful oneness, that beautiful source of love. And let yourself lean back against that golden white light, just feeling the support, the strength, the power of that as it runs up and down your spine, clearing your chakras, allowing yourself to feel aligned, aligned to the present moment, aligned with love, aligned with kindness, aligned with joy. When we are aligned and we're in our spirit and we're connected to our spirit, we are able to access the highest feelings possible. And those are feelings of gratitude, feelings of love, feelings of joy. These are the very highest, and inspiration. These are the highest feelings that we can possibly access in human form. Inspiration, joy, gratitude, love, especially love. When we're truly connected to our spirit, it means that our ego mind is very quiet. Now, you can never be without the ego in human form, although there are some very enlightened beings that have barely any ego, if at all, any ego attachments, but they're very rare. Most of us are working toward that, right? Most of us are working toward that. I have been in the presence of several gurus that were enlightened beings, and it was really amazing to see how they communicated and how they were and their energy field and how powerful they were, how much in their power they were, but not in the kind of power where it was to have power over other people, but their own personal power, their own personal light. Our greatest power happens when we can be aligned and attuned in our hearts, in our minds, with our spirit, and the light that runs through us. The more light that we can fill in our bodies, in our whole minds, the more light that we can bring through to this world, the more we are attuned and aligned with spirit, with all of source, with one heart. And how do we do that? Well, quieting the ego mind is really the first step. The ego mind, again, I've probably talked about this a million times on the podcast, but it's that part of you that wants to identify with something. You complete the statement, I am. Like, I am a good mom, I am a good wife, I am a widow. All of those things, every single one of them, as you define yourself as that, is ego. The other thing that ego is attachment, attachment to things, attachment to even people, attachment to life being a certain way. That we wish that life was different than it actually is. That's where our pain comes from. Even amidst trials, when we're in a trial of loss or we're in a trial, of course we wish life was different. But how deeply do you wish that? How deeply do you go into that? Into all the thoughts that are created one after another that take you down that rabbit hole of wishing life were different than it is. Now, there's times I wish life was different than it is. I mean, I'm still very in my ego much of the time and very human. But I catch myself. I catch myself and I ask myself to return to love. This is how I tune back into spirit. Even when I'm angry, when I'm pissed off at somebody in business. Recently, I hired somebody and she did a really terrible job on a big project that I was working on with her that I hired her for, and really awful. And oh man, was I mad. I was so mad. But I said what I needed to say. I didn't say it too soon. I often will wait when I'm too mad. I don't want to I don't want to be so unkind that it's irreparable to the person. I don't want to hurt and lash out at the person. But I do feel like there's definite times where it's not even our ego involved. It's that there's a way in which we have to hold other people accountable to the same degree we need to hold ourselves accountable. And I think that's where I was coming from, was this accountability piece with this woman. I waited till I was not as angry. And then she reached out to me first and I wrote her back. And I really just told her how she acted, a little amount that she accomplished was just unacceptable. It really was just unacceptable. And it's kind of weird. I mean, sometimes you have to treat people like children. They act like it and you have to talk to them like you're talking to a child. But I said, okay, it's time to let this go. It's time to let this go. It's time to return to a place of love. And I don't hold any malice over this person or anyone for that matter. And just return to a place of love and realize that when I'm in love and I'm in the emotion of love and I'm able to keep love in the center of everything that I do, then my ego is at a low point. It's not attached. It's not attached to the outcome. This is so powerful. We always, one of our fun chapters in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff is do your best and let go of the rest. How many times can you do that in your life? It's really an important thing to conquest, to really master, is doing your best and let go of the rest. It's a powerful statement, isn't it? When we have high expectations of anything, we leave ourselves open to disappointment when things don't work out our way. Why? Because then we're going to wish they did. We're going to wish that things were different than they are. Here we go, full circle. So back to connecting to your spirit. The spirit knows, the soul knows the curriculum, the earth curriculum, why you're here. The soul knows that it all is very calculated and somewhat planned, even though there's a lot of latitude and longitude in your choices. You have free will, but there's a structure in play. There's lessons to be learned, and how well you learn your lessons in this lifetime dictates how well your life will be next time. You'll have a whole host, I'm sure, of different lessons to learn. That has to be the way it is, I'm sure. There's so much to learn in life. But connecting to our spirit allows us to fill with more light. It allows us to stay more in the higher emotions, which of course feels better than the lower emotions that we could be in. Sometimes meditating, always connecting to your gratitude, taking a walk in nature, just breathing, sitting and doing that golden pause. It all connects you to your soul. It all connects you to your spirit. And it will allow your light to shine that much brighter. Don't sweat the small stuff. We are living the big stuff. Come back again. Christine Carlson. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author and beloved teacher, Christine Carlson. Learn more about Christine's upcoming retreats, online courses, public speaking events, and more at christinecarlson.com and don'tsweat.com.